High winds fanned huge wildfires to the north of Athens this past weekend. Those winds died down today, and firefighters have now brought many of the fires under control. But they destroyed 58 square miles of forest and greenery around the Greek capital. Thousands of people were forced to flee their homes. One of them was the BBC's Malcolm Brabant. Malcolm, you were forced to evacuate. What happened?
This happened on Sunday. I had been watching the fires on Saturday and reporting on those and went to bed exhausted about midnight on Saturday. And there was this glow above the hill. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning when the power went and the fans crashed out. And the smell of smoke was pretty intense. We looked through the windows and the fires were racing up the hills towards us. So we packed our bags, took the things that kind of define a family, the photos, the videos, packed them in the car. We got out with about sort of 5 minutes to spare, I would say, before the fire reached right to the edge of the house. When we drove down the hill, we thought that the house would be consumed by the flames, but the fire had stopped the back garden wall. And that's an experience that's been shared by many people in the northern suburbs here, because the construction of the houses is such that they don't actually catch fire, unlike American houses, which are made of wood. These are made of concrete.
Do you know how that particular fire started?
Well, there's great suspicion, actually, that there is arson. This is an accusation that's been made by the Communist Party here, which is a fairly significant voice in Greece. The party leader here does believe that this is a coordinated campaign of arson designed to clear much of the land in eastern Attica, which is the province surrounding Athens, in order to have development. I mean, that's the sort of thing that has been going on for years here, because there are places surrounding Athens which just have such splendid views and which people are desperate to build on.
So if the Communist Party is making these accusations, who exactly do they think are setting the fires?
Well, that's the trouble, really. I mean, arsonists very rarely get caught. And Greeks are great ones for conspiracy theory. But the thing is, you know, the fire that started this initially was up at a place called Grammatiko, north of Athens. And this is a place where there's a very controversial waste disposal landfill plant that's being built, and the villagers up there are very much opposed to it. And the authorities are very sort of keen to make sure that it happens. Now, apparently this fire started at around about midnight 30. Now, that's not the sort of fire that starts, you know, during the middle of the night, naturally, because there was no thunderstorm. And so, you know, that's why there's a strong feeling up there that that arson happened.
How would you rate the response by the Greek government and the efforts to control the blaze?
The trouble is that the magnitude of the fires is such that, you know, any organization, I think, would struggle to cope with it. I mean, you have this experience in California where you get overwhelmed, and it happened in Australia earlier on this year. When the fire gets hold, it's very difficult to fight because it creates a weather pattern of its own. In mountainous areas, it's difficult to combat, especially at night when aeroplanes are grounded. The government insists that it has done the best it possibly can.
And describe the scene in and around Athens today.
Where I live, I've come back here to sort of check on my house. I mean, it's extremely bleak. What this fire has done has been to remove, you know, the last of the tree cover. And the trees really do play a very important part in cooling down Athens, because they used to act as air conditioning units, basically, cooling the northern winds as they went down over the city. And so the long-term impact on Athens is going to be pretty severe.
The BBC's Malcolm Brabant lives in the Greek village of Drafi. He and his wife were temporarily evacuated when wildfires spread to an area near their home. Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.